As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, that's for sure. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, April the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become a Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that this morning. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but at least our audience knows what the pursuit of happiness is. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls, again, are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Comes right to my little computer. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. And I'd like to see that list just stretch on and on and on. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls, of course, are welcome. Precious metals gaining strength this morning. Equities gains. Events caution. Crude oil and U.S. dollar declines. We'll talk about all of that. Political motives may underline the Polish air disaster. We'll talk about that as well. Evolution, new finds. Oh, brother, the billions of years old planet theory. Well, we'll cover that a little bit. The history of law, property, readings in law, John Locke, and all that continues today as well. And we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, April the 13th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of about 9:05 this morning. A little bit late on the trigger this morning. But anyway, at 9:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up 50 cents at $1,156.50 an ounce. Silver bumps up 7 cents, trades at $18.29. Platinum loses $7 in early trading, trading at $17.17, still a very high number for platinum. Palladium flat on early trading at $517 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,147.20 for a low, $1,158.30 for a high. Pretty nice spread in there. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, sitting in a bowl of hot water with J.P. Morgan Chase and a bunch. Anyway, they're sitting over there. They called out $1,149.25 for the price of gold today. And, of course, gold went not going to do it, went straight up. The SPDR gold shares this morning as well, flat, basically, 1,141.04 tons, ostensibly, of gold in their storehouses. Questionable, but nevertheless, that's what they say, and we have to pay attention to what they say. But on the street, that would be worth $42.50 billion.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. Well, there's lots of action happening in the gold market today. Let's continue with our market report. I kind of had a bad feeling about this. Anyway, you know those people in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they are under fire. There's no doubt about that. J.P. Morgan Chase and the rest of them, Skoda, Makeda, and all the others that we've talked about in the past. You can go back and listen to the archives, or just type into your browser the London LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association. Well, things are happening in the market right now. Just went back up and looked at Kitco's website over the break, and we have a complete reversal happening right now. What we're seeing is a electronic exchange-traded fund waterfall event. Gold is now down $8 at $1,148. It's dropping precipitously here and heading south. So what did the boys in London know, anyway, when they set the price at $1,149.25, that the market didn't know? Well, they knew that they were going to dump gold, it looks like. So anyway, we'll see what happens today. Back again, once again, I'm going to give you the new numbers. Gold is at $1,148, off $8. Year to year, it still is a $255.40 gain for a 28.61% return on your investment. Where it's going to go this morning, anybody's guess. the precipitous decline that it's having right now indicates to me that it may trade a little bit lower today, but it may close right at 149.25. Isn't it amazing when you have the power to fix the price of gold twice daily? The SPDR gold shares, again, holding 1,141.04 tons. You wouldn't think that they would maybe be in the market today. $42.50 billion worth of a bat to slap gold upside the head. Of course, they're in the silver markets as well. That's where they seem to be running about a 100-to-1 advantage on the rest of the people. For every 100 ounces of silver they sell, they are holding 1 ounce in reserve. That's not exactly equitable, is it? Anyway, silver, who knows, I'd have to check the price. Maybe I should in a moment. Silver, originally at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, was trading at $18.29 an ounce, up 7 cents. Again, platinum was running at $17.17. Where all these numbers are going to go is to be determined. Lots of excitement, however, about platinum and palladium. They're holding their own. They're doing fairly well, seeing what's happening in here. If we didn't have the big hands, the ugly hands, and the government hands all over gold and silver, maybe things would get a little better. But again, the long-term fundamentals look reasonable for gold and silver. The Chinese are investing and buying, and more people in China come into the middle class, and they look at things like jewelry and other things out of gold, and they also set aside portions of their savings in gold, just like the East Indians. They do the same sort of thing. India, China, which one of them is going to be the top buyer? That's only time's going to tell. We'll have to follow that. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, yesterday the Dow closed up 9 at 11,006. Everybody gets to get their party hats on, go for the 11,000 Dow now, briefly. But there's not a whole lot of confidence out there in the marketplace for these numbers. Just as in gold and silver, everybody is still scratching their heads. So people are hedging their bets when they're buying into the equities. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 24.58. The S&P was up 2 at 1,196. Crude oil, and we'll have to check all of these numbers because I'm sure they're changing. They're having impacts on the market. But crude oil, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, was off 57 cents a barrel, trading at $83.77 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index at 9 o'clock a.m. again was off 12 basis points, trading on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at 80.46, which impacts the Forex, the foreign exchange rates. If you don't understand foreign exchange rates, you can go back and access the Become Vocal Local Archive page. You go back in time and go to the section where we were talking about Forex. And we went through and talked extensively on foreign exchange and how it impacts the marketplace and why it's important for us to follow it. But the Canadian loonie this morning was up 15 basis points, trades at $1 straight across. I push $1 into Canada, they push $1 back across the border to us. Mexican peso on the high side again, still of 8 cents, but trades at 8 cents, off 15 basis points. The euro up 16 basis points, trades at $1.36. The British pound up 49. And it's trading at $1.54, and the Swiss franc continues to move up 49 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The bond market, the two-year bonds are yielding 1.02%. The 10-year yield is 3.81. It's rather high there for the 10-year. Wonder what they're going to do with that. The 30-year is 4.67. The mortgage market this morning, mortgages continue to move up. Houses do sell from time to time. Little house next door to mine just sold. At least it looks like it's going to sell. Hope it does. Too bad I didn't buy it. But, well, that's the way it goes. It's such a big project. I've got a lot on my plate. It needs to be remodeled, and it needs to be remodeled now before the next tenant can move in. So whoever buys it most likely is going to be a builder. You'll probably hear circular saws and hammers and everything going for the next 3 months. Anyway, the 15-year mortgage, fixed mortgage, moves up from 4.36% a month ago to 4.47% this morning. A 30-year mortgage moves up from 5.07% to 5.17%. So there's the market report for today. Lots of other news on the plate, however. Let's go over here. Because basically, who tells Obama China will follow its own path on the yuan? In other words, take a hike, Barry. Take a hike. This off Bloomberg, President Barry the Usurper urged China to move toward a more, quote, market-oriented exchange rate, and President Hu Jintao told him the country wouldn't yield to external pressure in deciding when to adjust the yuan. Again, once again, you know, you got the creditor in there trying to, or the debtor in there trying to tell the creditor how to run his house. You're going to go into a bank and tell the bank how to run when you're upside down in debt? I don't think so. Any currency reevaluation or revaluation by China must, quote, be based on its own economic and social development needs. That's ECOSOS. That's the United Nations right there. Anyway, China's official Xinhua News Agency cited Hu as saying in yesterday's meeting with Obama in Washington, the yuan forwards, you know, this word forwards is new in the market. It's kind of like green shoots. Irrational exuberance. Yuan forwards instead of futures fell the most in 3 weeks as the remarks spurred speculation the currency won't resume gains in the short term, whatever that means to you. You're buying foreign exchange? Well, there you go. Obama also expressed his concern, quote unquote, about some. Does he have any concerns that he expresses for himself? Does he actually have a personality? Is there a man behind the face? The usurper expressed, quote unquote, his concern about, quote, market access barriers in China, close quote. Market access barriers in China. Interesting, huh? Asian-Pacific economic cooperation. What is all this about?
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again. The comedy skit never ends. You know, who telling Obama China will follow its own path on the yawn? Who yawns? Who yawns? Obama yawns, right? No, who? Who did he meet with? Who? No, I'm asking you. That was the question I posed to you. Who did Obama meet with? Who? Yeah, that's what I said. Anybody ever heard that skit? I think it was Abbott and Costello. Funny stuff. Who's on first? Right. Anyway, continuing along here, it says Obama expressed his concern about market access barriers. Last time I checked, everything is coming on a one-way road. We got a one-way road from China to here. Their biggest concern in markets is, what do they do with all the empty cargo containers? What do they put in them? I mean, what are we going to export to China? Big question in my mind. The lawmakers, U.S. lawmakers, say the yuan peg, fixed at about 6.83 to $1 since July of 2008, gives the Chinese exporters an unfair advantage, and they've been urging the Obama administration to put more pressure on China to change the policy. Once again, unfair advantage. China has an unfair advantage. I guess they have an unfair advantage. They have something to sell. We don't. Two leaders left each country room to maneuver, and they didn't foreclose action on China. Ending the peg, foreclose action on China? Again, I ask you for a reason in this one. Who could have said that China feels its exchange rate is now at the right level and will not change it? He did not say that, said Lieberthal, now a China scholar at the Brookings Institute in Washington. Anyway, goes on. By China saying they would adjust their exchange rates based on its own need, who left the matter wide open? That's what we asked. Who said that? No, who said that? Who's left him himself a lot of wiggle room? Who left him a lot of wiggle room? Well, who did? Yeah, you go on and on with that one. 12-month non-deliverable forwards. What's a non-deliverable forward? Would somebody please help me? Send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Tell me what a non-deliverable forward is. 12-month non-deliverable forwards declined 0.2% to 6.6375 per dollar as of 3:49 p.m. in Hong Kong. Who cares, right? The biggest loss since March the 22nd, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. The comments may ease speculation the yuan will rise in the short term and prompt traders to buy dollars in the NDF market. Never have visited the NDF market. Maybe they've got something interesting to sell there. I should look. We still need to watch for some time to find out whether the appreciation will really come later than expected. Well, it goes on, talks about the yawn appreciation. We can all appreciate a good yawn, can't we? Let's go over here and look at this one. And that's the same one, so we're going to close that. I thought it was. Here's another interesting story. This has to do with the air disaster, the big air disaster over in Poland. This is an older article sent to me by our faithful correspondent, Chris. Some of you know her from the chat room. Sunday the 5th, April of 2009, off Poland's presidential website. Goes this way. Lech Kaczynski has invited Barry the Usurper to Poland. Well, they didn't say it that way, but I do. During the press conference held in Prague, Lech Kaczynski, now deceased, describing the discussion between European leaders, said that it was unusual in its character. Many persons expressed their opinions, but this was done briefly, said the president. He added that the common announcement concerned the missile launched by North Korea. The president admitted that the meeting with Barry the Usurper, where Poland was represented by the president and the prime minister, turned out to be very successful. He claimed that the most important matters were discussed, including the plans for locating the National Missile Defense System and Patriot missiles in Poland, issues concerned with climate, and issues of bilateral cooperation. So once again, that missile defense shield, this is a year ago in April. The president also said he's invited the American president to visit Poland, and that the exact date of his visit would soon be determined. Quote, "We have to take into account the fact that currently the crisis demands great attention from the American administration," and President Lech Kaczynski added. So that puts a little bit of a background on this thing. Let's jump over here. And I want to get this one right here, I think it is. Yes, and here's another one on Kaczynski. Let's just jump around and see where it is. This is the one I wanted to go to. All right, this off of Bloomberg, April 12th, new news. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Now we could report on the Donald Tusk if you go back and listen to Oracle Unleashed on Saturday. We picked up a link there that Donald Tusk was meeting with our economic ministers here in the United States of America. It's about the time that Lech Kaczynski's plane was going into the dust. Whether he was actually on board that plane or other could be determined. I think Michael Vail reported a little bit on that on his broadcast as well on Sunday. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-Euro Civic Platform, that's a capital C, capital P, the Civic Platform Party, remember this idea about the established two-party political system in the United States, Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. Well, in Poland, they have the multi-party system. This is what you usually find in out-and-out, at least openly and honestly, socialist countries, if not communist countries. But Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-Euro Civic Platform Party is likely to cement its grip on power in a presidential election that must now be held by June, after President Lech Kaczynski died in a plane crash. And so we always talk about motive. Every time we look at these sorts of things, look for motive, look for opportunity, and look for the means. Now, certainly, if Donald Tusk was in the U.S., he would have plausible deniability. We wouldn't expect him to be the trigger man. But he certainly has something to gain here, the motive. And the relationship with Russia being what it is, he might have had the means. And, of course, the opportunity would be to crowd a bunch of idiots on the same plane and then run it into the dust, right? Well, polls taken before the April 10th accident showed that the Civic Platform's candidate, Bronislaw Komorowski, was running ahead of Kaczynski and other contenders in an election originally scheduled for October. The tragedy in Smolensk, Western Russia, killed all 96 passengers en route to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the massacre of thousands of Polish officers by Soviet forces in Katyn. Following the crash, which left Democratic Alliance Party, so we got which left, they either have misdone this, the Left Democratic Alliance Party, or it's, which should be lowercase L, Left Democratic Alliance Party, with a capital P, candidate, Jerzy Smadzinski, also died. So you've got this very interesting thing happening here where it would be like having John McCain and Barry the Usurper on the same airplane. It goes into the dust, and then somebody from the Constitution Party stands up and wins the election. Just briefly. The only significant impediment to a Civic Platform victory may be the possibility of a wave of sympathy for the dead president, political commentators said. You don't get a lot of sympathy for dead presidents, you know. Look at the Kennedys. God's sakes. And that still probably won't be enough to prevent Tusk extending his control over the political system. All right, so this guy Donald Tusk is moving into position here in the wake of this airline disaster. This changes the whole political dynamic. Find out more about that on the other side of this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, they were looking at an article here off of Bloomberg, Kaczynski death to aid the pro-Euro Tusk, like an elephant tusk, Tusk's grip on Poland. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, pro-Euro Civic Platform Party, likely to cement its grip on power in a presidential election. We'll talk a little bit more about that presidential election in a moment. But again, this changes the whole political dynamic, said Mark Matrazek, Warsaw-based head of the CEC Government Relations, which advises companies dealing with the government. Does it cement Civic Platform's dominance? That's a very strong possibility, he said. With control of the government and the presidency, Tusk Party would have more freedom to pass legislation needed to keep the budget in check and satisfy investors on fiscal health. Now, they've got a photograph of this guy, Donald Tusk, here. And he's kind of got this furtive brow, these kind of beady eyes, and kind of a pronounced nose and a good strong chin. But he's also got a classic T-shaped upper torso from the photograph here. This fellow is fit, young. By the look in his eyes, he's aggressive. He has a predatory look in his face. I would approach him carefully if I were to meet him in person. With control of the government and the presidency, Tusk Party would have more freedom to pass legislation needed to keep the budget in check and satisfy investors focused on fiscal health. It's in debt with the banks, folks. I can see that. Kaczynski, who over the past 3 years had tried to block government efforts to overhaul Poland's debt-ridden health care and pension systems. Again, this is the Left Democratic Alliance Party. But over the past 3 years, he had tried to block government efforts to overhaul Poland's debt-ridden health care and pension systems. Was also the last EU leader, beside Václav Klaus of the Czech Republic, to sign the Lisbon Treaty and opposed Tusk's Euro adoption goals. So Kaczynski was a real pain in the butt, I guess, to the EU leadership. And Václav Klaus was no better. But look what they were working on. Debt-ridden healthcare and pension systems sound a little bit familiar. This overhaul, this idea of going to a global health management system, telemed, and all that, overhauling pension systems, interesting, I think so. Kaczynski placed a Eurosceptic ally in charge of the central bank. A Eurosceptic ally, that's not very cooperative, is it? That's not very friendly. There's no consensus building there. Slawomir Skripek, who was also killed in the crash. God, it's getting worse. Investors viewed President Kaczynski and Skripek as hostile figures. Investors viewed, bankers viewed, corporate governance viewed, the international financial community viewed President Kaczynski and Skripek as hostile figures, said Preston Keat, the London-based research director of the Eurasia Group, a political risk consulting company. Quote, what kept coming up in client meetings is that they were the two blocking forces to market reform. Let's see. We've got motive. We've got opportunity. We got means. Doesn't sound good. My sense is that the view that the Sloty, this is their dollar, I guess, their currency. Let's go in a little further. Under Governor Skripek, Poland's central bank last week intervened to cap Sloty gains for the first time in 12 years. Intervened to cap the gains and bury the usurpers over there, telling the Chinese Hu Jintao to take the cap off the yuan. The currency is up 6% against the euro this year, making it Eastern EU's best performer in the period. The bank appointed Skripek, Deputy Piotr Wieselik, as the acting governor. Here's a quote. My sense is that the view that the zloty is appreciating too far and too fast is widely held in the central bank, so there's no reason to believe they won't come back into the market again next week or the week after, said Blaise Antin, managing director of the TCW Group, Inc. Anyway, out of the way, central bank has also signaled it was deciding when to start raising interest rates from a record low of 3.5%. Uncertainty should be out of the way by June, and we stick for now with our call of 3 rate hikes from July. It's all about money here. Poland abandoned its 2012 euro adoption target last July after it became clear it would miss the bloc's fiscal target. Tusk now says 2015 is the realistic date. Euro adoption getting pushed out further and further. That doesn't make anyone in the European Union happy. The polls show Komorowski was likely to win the October elections. An earlier presidential victory may allow the civic platform more time to push through policy changes. And then there's more on all of that. Let's see what we got on this one. Here we go. Let's talk about those presidential elections. Poland may set presidential election date tomorrow. That would be tomorrow. New news, Bloomberg, April 13th. Poland may set a date for early presidential elections tomorrow, pushing the country's biggest opposition parties to find new candidates 4 days after the death of President Lech Kaczynski. An announcement tomorrow seems absolutely essential to me, because the Constitution is uncompromising on this question. Acting President Bronislaw Komorowski said on the TVP Info today, quote, "The main problem is the formal requirement that party candidates gather 100,000 signatures, which could be difficult for opposition parties that have lost their candidates." So ballot access comes into this too. Motive, opportunity, and means. Seems like an overthrow going on here in Poland. April 10 plane crash killed Kaczynski, who was nominated by Law and Justice to run for a second term. That'd be the Law and Justice Party. Thought he was the left allied Democratic Party or something. The problem with multi-party systems, folks, you never know. Here we go. And Jerzy Smadzinski, the candidate of the Left Democratic Alliance. Komorowski, the ruling Civic Platform Party's candidate for the presidency, was running ahead of Kaczynski and other contenders for the election, originally scheduled for October. It just gets more complicated every moment, huh? He died, too, in a crash. The Polish Peasants Party. You see why our founders warned us against parties and factions, folks. The Polish Peasants Party, the junior partner in the governing coalition, will probably nominate its leader, Economy Minister Waldemar Polak and Andrzej Olszewski, a former foreign minister and finance minister, will run as an independent. So they got the independent, the Polish Peasants Party. They got the Left Democratic Alliance. They got the civic political whatever it is. What a mess. The Left Democratic Alliance. The Civic Platform Party. The Civic Platform. Well, it goes from insane to even worse. Let's go in and get out of that one. Bye-bye. Oh, my Polish jokes are going to abound for a while. Here's another one. Just for all those Darwinians out there, all of you that have had public indoctrination in the fool system, 9-year-old fossil hunter finds a new species of human ancestors. That's right. This article off Bloomberg, April the 8th, a little bit older news. Meg Tyrrell, a 9-year-old boy who wandered from his father's side, may have opened a new chapter in the evolutionary story of mankind when he found the fossilized collarbone of a child who lived almost 2 million years ago. The fossilized collarbone of a child. Collarbone. A bone. A bone. From which, of course, they're going to reconstruct an entire hominid. Matthew Berger was about 15 meters or 49 feet from his dad, Lee, a paleontologist working at the archaeological dig in South Africa known as the Cradle of Humankind, when he called out. His father said during a briefing yesterday with reporters, "Dad, I found a fossil," the youngster said. "The bone was just sticking out of the rock," the elder Berger said. Elder Berger. Not like the Bilderberger that we do on the 4th of July. Scientists now suspect Matthew discovered a new species of hominid, the name for humans and their extinct ancestors that lived just prior to the historical development of modern man. Researchers reported finding partial skeletons of the male child and an adult female who lived 1.78 million to 1.95 million years ago, in two papers published today in the journal Science. Well, come back to this Rosetta Stone in a moment. Be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Now, I realize there's a good number of people, perhaps even in our audience, that believe in evolution. I don't. I'm a creationist. Any of you ever heard any of the talks given by Dr. Dino? Well, he's very convincing. But anyway, I like Dr. Dino. I think he's on the spot on about 99% of the time. But anyway, they've come up with a couple of partial skeletons. Of course, here they have an article with a photograph in Bloomberg. You can find it on a post on their website today, and they've got the face of this hominid there. But they're going to continue here. He says, this new species might be a Rosetta Stone to defining just what the genus Homo is. The genus Homo, well, there's lots of homos out there, that's for sure. Berger, a professor at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, said in a call with the reporters, quote, this is a good candidate for being the transitional species between the Southern African ape man and later more closely related to modern humans. Well, the story continues. You can find all of this apparently in the journal Science. The male child and the adult female would have been alive about 1 million years after Lucy. One of the best known hoaxes. No, that the article says here. One of the best known primitive human ancestors. It's been proven to be a hoax and a fraud. But they use it again as if it was real. The scientist said, let me just put the numbers to it, folks. 1 million years after Lucy? Do the math. Run it out, you know. That bronzed man stepping out of the primordial soup dries himself off with a towel on the shore of the primordial soup, immediately splits in half like a zygote errant and becomes Adam and Eve. Instantly, they fall to the stand and begin to copulate. And the next thing you know, there's 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256. And the permutation grows. You would think that if man had been around 1.78 to 1.95 million years, we'd be up to our neck in skeletons. But we're not. Where did they go? Where did all those bones go? Where are all those missing links? Well, the male child and the adult female would have been lived about 1 million years after Lucy, the scientist said, the species, now they've named it, Australopithecus sedibi, or sediba, include a mix of characteristics belonging to more primitive and more advanced humans, and may represent one of the most recent ancestors leading to those in the Homo genus, the group to which modern humans live or belong. Natural spring? Australopithecus means southern ape, and refers to an early human species that, you said, got to go back to the apes. We evolved from apes, people. We evolved for apes. We are nothing but base animals. It really works into their whole global agenda, if that could be the case and be proved, but it can't be proved, and they haven't proved it yet, and I don't think this discovery is going to prove it either, but prove me wrong and show me that this is a missing link. Anyway, means southern ape and refers to an early human species that includes Lucy, who is 3.2 million years old and was discovered in Ethiopia in 1974. 3.2 million years old. What's the expansion rate of the universe? Anyone ever figured that out? How rapidly is the universe going outward from whatever creational event occurred? How far dispersed would it be in 3.2 million years? Is it even possible? Need better math skills than I possess. The female adult and male child are estimated to have been about 1.27 meters tall, or 4.17 feet, and to have weighed about 33 kilograms or 73 pounds and 27 kilograms respectively. The female was likely in her late 20s or early 30s. Now they figured that out. Well, the child was probably 8 years old to 13 year old, the scientist said. Anybody have any idea how close the Earth was to the sun 3 million years ago? What is a year? What's a year old? What is time? Is time an illusion or is time real? Does time have a beginning or an end? Or is it just infinity? While the species has long arms similar to apes, well, there you go. It has short, powerful hands, unlike the longer fingers of chimpanzees. Its long legs and more developed pelvis indicate that it was able to walk upright, yet still likely spent some of its life in trees, according to the researchers. Pinheads? One of the most surprising aspects of the discovery helped convince the researchers that the two skeletons weren't in the Homo genus. I thought they just said that it was in the Homo genus. But I guess it's not. The small skull, Berger said. It would look almost like a pinhead, Berger said. The size of the cranium indicates this species had brains as small as some of the oldest ape men, yet their faces more closely resembled something similar to Homo erectus, a more direct human ancestor, he said. Experts say. The findings are significant because they come from a point in time that's not well documented, I'll say, said Ian Tattersall, a curator in the Division of the Anthropology at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, in an April 6th telephone interview. That's the time, quote, just after 2 million years ago, when we think the earliest members of the genus Homo to which we belong were evolving. Evolving from what, one might ask. If we were evolving 2 million years ago, what arrested our development over the last 2,000, 3,000 years? How come we're not evolving? I don't see any evolution. I see devolution. A body set in motion tends to stay in motion, but then there are certain laws that call for the decay of that motion. You can only throw a ball so far before it hits the ground. Gravity overcomes it. What these features do is show that you can have features of this kind in an archaic kind of hominid that is not a member of the genus Homo. I guess it's conclusive now. It's not a Homo sapien. It's not a Homo genus. Or it's, oh, that Homo genus? That's homogenous. I guess we are all becoming homogenous. Since the first discoveries of the Sediba specimens made in 2008, Berger and his colleagues have found at least two more hominid skeletons at the site, he said. Yesterday, the bones were discovered along with the skeletons of saber-toothed cats, a wild dog, a horse, and antelopes, among about two dozen species of animals, the scientists reported. A wild dog, a horse, and antelopes. Of course, we still have wild dogs, horses, and antelopes. Unfortunately for the saber-toothed cat, they went out of business. It's kind of like an Edsel. The cradle of humankind, located 40 kilometers or 25 miles outside of Johannesburg, is also the place where more than 2 million-year-old fossils of Australopithecus africanus, known as Mrs. Please or Ples, was found in 1947. Discoveries at the site have yielded insight into human evolution dating back 3.3 million years, according to the website of World Heritage, a cultural institution connected to the United Nations. And that figures. Underground Lake. The latest finding occurred in what was once a deep cave or underground lake. And Sediba and animals may have entered in search of water, said Paul Dirks, a structural geologist and professor at James Cook University in Queensland, Australia, and a lead author of one of the papers. The fossils were probably well preserved because it's likely they ended up in a place inaccessible to scavengers. Heard that a few times. Quote, perhaps at the time of the death, and see, it's all guessing here, perhaps at the time of the death, the area in which Sediba lived experienced a severe drought. Yeah, could have. Might have had a flood, too. Might have been a windstorm. Could have been a plague of locusts, but they don't know. Might have been a grass fire. Can't tell. He said, quote, animals may have smelled water, ventured in too deep, fallen down hidden shafts in the pitch dark, or got lost and died. Or they could have won the lottery. He didn't mention that. Sediba's overlap of primitive characteristics with more developed features is indicative of the way humans evolved. With a period of possibly 600,000 years in which Australopithecus and Homo coexisted. At least they got along. They get along a lot longer than the Israelis and the Palestinians will. Probably longer than the Israelis and the Iranians will either. Don't imagine we'll go 600,000 years with that argument on Earth. Quote, oh my goodness, just when I was ready to speak, it refreshed. Here we go. Quote, we're all brought up to think of our history as a slow, single-minded slog from primitiveness to perfection in some way. And clearly, that was not the case. We're all brought up to think of our history as a slow, single-minded slog from primitiveness to perfection in some way. We're one of nature's many experiments that seems to have succeeded. Well, so much for evolution versus creation. We'll be back, John Locke and more intelligent things on the other side of these words from our sponsors in hour number two.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Those call-in numbers remain 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area. If you have unlimited long-distance access on your mobile device, you can also call in toll-free, around America and around the world, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. The first hour, we entered into some economic news, some global news, economic global disaster news, and talked a little bit about Poland, probably too long about Poland, but, you know, the Polish people do exist. They've had a lot of trouble in the last 100 years, too. And then we closed out the first hour on a rather interesting article about evolution versus creation. Well, you take your pick there. You would think that after 3.3 million years... those little hominids would have come up with a knife, fork, and a spoon. I don't imagine they'll unearth any knives, forks, or spoons, you know. 3.3 million years, the little short-legged beggars with a pin head might have come up and invented a bicycle, but they didn't. Look at the progress we've made in the last 100 years here just in the United States of America. 100 years, not 3.3 million years, you know. If they had anything at all divine-inspired from the creator of the universe, if they were anywhere near related to the human, they would certainly have invented something. Maybe they'll come up with something. Maybe they'll find a pottery shard. I don't mind. I don't think they're going to find any, don't think they'll find any crystal. Anyway, let's go on. John Locke, English philosopher, born in Rington, Somerset, on the 29th of August of 1632. Kind of puts it on the plate there, huh? Look how much we've evolved from 1632 to the year 2010. We've gone backwards about 300 miles as far as our understanding of how to get along with one another, how to live in harmony. But anyway, he died in Oates, Essex, on the 28th of October of 1704. He was the son of an attorney who became a captain in the Parliamentary Army. Locke was educated at Westminster School and later at Christ Church, Oxford, where he was graduated and took his bachelor's degree in 1656. You see, bachelor's degrees having been around for as long as there's been bachelors, apparently. Anyway, continuing. 2 years later, he took the degree of Master's of Arts and entered into the study of medicine. He lectured at Oxford on Greek rhetoric and philosophy, and during this period became intensely interested in experimental physics, especially chemistry and meteorology, and in metaphysics, showing a preference for studying Descartes, although his own philosophy powerfully antagonizes that of the French master. Theology and politics, including diplomacy, also engaged his attention. We're not dealing with a one-trick pony here. At Oxford, before 1666, John Locke is said to have practiced medicine, in which, however, he was never graduated. As secretary to Sir Walter Vane, the British envoy, he went in 1665 to Cleves, Prussia, returning to Oxford in the following year, during which time he made the acquaintance of Lord Ashley, afterward 1st Earl of Shaftesbury. Lord Ashley, do look him up, very interesting fellow, became his family physician and secretary under his patronage, held various offices, and in 1682 accompanied him into exile to Holland. Locke continued to reside abroad until 1689, when, after the revolution, that would be the Glorious Revolution, had been accomplished, he returned to England to become Commissioner of Appeals. Well, we'll continue finding out a little bit about Locke, return to his true end of government, and other issues.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your seed panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seedpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seedpanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again right here on our Tuesday, April the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, you can always find the archives at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, where you click on Show Archives link. It'll open up another page, about three down there. You'll find Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and voila, an entire year's worth of broadcasting will open up for you. And if you happen to be listening on any of our terrestrial radio stations out there and you'd like to have access to the show archives, you don't have a computer perhaps that's internet connected, you can do so by going to any public library or asking a friend to send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. Again, that's show.archive@gmail.com, and our archivist will rush you back a reply. All you need to do is send him a $10 bill, and he'll send you out a DVD disc that has an entire year's worth of broadcasting on it, all the way up until March, included bonuses on that DVD disc. So you don't have to go out there and spend the big bucks, folks. You can just access all of this information and have it right at your fingertips. Some DVD players will play MP3 files. I have one that will, inexpensive little Memorex unit from Radio Shack, made in China. Cheap Chinese plastic crap now sitting in my house. But you can also find the little Walkmans that play DVDs as well, DVD discs, MP3 files. And so there you go. That's the way to go. Telephone numbers again, 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area, and 866-841-1065. Diving back in to a little bit of study about who is John Locke. Why do we care? What do we know? What can we find out about him? This out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 17, published 1951. The Encyclopedia Americana being really contemporary or competing with the Encyclopedia Britannica for the Minds of Man in this country. But continuing, he says here, this from the article, his association, that would be Locke, his association with Lord Ashley, between whom and himself there was close intellectual sympathy. So you might find that Mr. Shaftesbury, the first Earl of Shaftesbury, Lord Ashley, his writings would probably be relatively harmonious with John Locke. Make for a good, interesting reading. But anyway, whose was close intellectual sympathy was stimulating to his genius. And it was in Ashley's house that Locke first planned the, quote, Essay on the Human Understanding. Fully elaborating this work during his voluntary exile, he published it in complete form in 1690 with a dedication to the Earl of Pembroke, whose acquaintance he had made at Montpellier many years before. The essay, which had largely occupied him for almost 20 years, wasn't dashed out between January and September in order to meet house payments and pay for new automobiles. 20 years of consideration, contemplation, writing, revision, no doubt. The essay, which had largely occupied him for almost 20 years, met with much criticism in England, kind of a philosophical radical himself, being particularly opposed at Oxford. Hate it when you get on the wrong side of the academics. But on the continent, it brought him great celebrity and was translated into French and Latin and later into other languages. For the copyright of the first edition, he received but £30 sterling. And although he had previously published two works, this was the first to bear the author's name. And that was dangerous in those days. You didn't put yourself out there too boldly. You start going up against the crown and parliament assembled or the established church, you could find yourself burning on a stake in a courtyard by nightfall. In 1696, Locke was made a commissioner of trade and plantations. Trade and plantations, that would be the colonies. But in a few years, became incapacitated and retired, and from 1700 until his death, he lived with his friend Sir F. Masham at Oates. Meanwhile, being drawn into the violent controversies over the essay, which arose among different sects and schools, he had sturdily maintained his ground in a style of epistolary. Polemics, which still possesses an academic interest. I'm going to have to go back and study those two words. Epistemology is one of them. Polemics is another. I don't have the definitions right as strong in my mind as I'd like to have. I'll look at those in the dictionary after the broadcast. As a philosopher, Locke's place is usually fixed at the head of the English sensational school. Sensationalism. All these isms. The head of the English sensational school, although this classification by no means does justice to his many-sidedness as a thinker. In other words, he wasn't locked in. He wasn't locked in on one concept to the exclusion, perhaps, of others. And the term sensationalism, with its ordinary connotations, is wholly inadequate for correct representation either of his speculative inquiries or of those still less definable meditations which led him profoundly to search the realms of ethics and spiritual laws in an endeavor to assign the relations and functions of these in the world of practical politics and that of instituted religions. The free thinkers were coming into a new time period. A new time period with America, Oceania, just over the horizon. Of that sensationalist school of which he is reputed to have been the founder, it has been said with much pertinence that its ultimate conclusions are such as his calm and pious mind would have indignantly repudiated. In other words, attacked in the media, no doubt, castigated in public, but his calm mind would have repudiated, his calm and pious mind would have indignantly repudiated these claims. The Essay on Human Understanding holds a permanent place among the greater works of philosophy, in the history of which, however, Locke's method may be superseded. And although his main doctrine be exploded, the book retains his importance as an epoch-marking achievement. What was his main doctrine that got exploded? Perhaps in our studies we'll find out what that is. It seeks the epoch-making achievement. Its importance as an epoch-making marking achievement. It seeks the primal sources and the scope of human knowledge, denying the existence of innate ideas, presenting the mind as a sheet of white paper prepared to be written upon by experience, which alone supplies the knowledge there impressed, and tracing the sources of all ideas to what he calls sensation and reflection. And in all of this, he somewhat is in advance of Auguste Comte. And Auguste Comte, where he basically throws out all metaphysical and religious arguments and places man fully inside of the box of the five sense reality, where everything is a sensation, everything is reason, everything is mind. My will versus thy will. I thou, I it.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we look into the mind of Locke, John Locke, as we consider and contemplate his writings. And before we do that, of course, I always like to start in a dictionary and then go from the dictionaries to the encyclopedias, from the encyclopedias to the authors and the author himself, wherever possible. So again, he's having some problems with his philosophy, this idea of sensationalism, the five senses reality. The idea of coming into the world with a blank slate or a clean piece of paper, a clean sheet of paper. We'll find out a little more about that right here. It says it seeks the primal sources and the scope of human knowledge, denying the existence of innate ideas, presenting the mind as a sheet of white paper prepared to be written upon by experience, which alone supplies the knowledge they're impressed, and tracing the sources of all ideas to what he calls sensation and reflection. This doctrine of the tabula rasa, or white paper, found a vigorous controverter in Leibniz. The opposition which Locke thus represented between all intuitional and experiential philosophies still remains a central point of dispute among thinkers of various schools. But he was a forerunner of psychology, as he was also in the advocacy of civil and religious liberty, for which he suffered persecution and betook himself to exile. So there's a price to be paid for your philosophical radicalism, where freedom remains popular. This idea of the white sheet, you know, we're born into this world covered in blood and water and fall on the sheet, gasping for air, struggling. Do we come into this world as a blank sheet of paper? Where does life begin? At that moment of delivery or at conception? All of the time spent in the womb, listening to the mother's voice, the surroundings. You know, how does that influence? Does a young one come raised up in a, let's say, an English-speaking house, develop in the time in the womb, a basic understanding of the meanings of those words, and it just takes time to learn to vocalize them and to put them all together for themselves, or do they come out a white piece of paper? If they're raised up around a lot of raucous noise and rock and roll or loud music or shouting voices or tumult or rockets and cannons and everything else, do they come out all agitated up and, or do they just come out calm going, yo, dude, what it is? Get down, man. What's all this shaking out here? You people shut up. Hard to say, huh? Upon questions of government, Locke was in the main a follower of Hobbes, insofar as the latter regarded governmental authority as something delegated by the subjects for the creation of the state through a compact which carried on itself the principle of obligation. But he went far beyond Hobbes. So here originally, here, upon the questions of government, Locke was in the main a follower of Thomas Hobbes. We talked about him, Leviathan. Talked about him a lot. As a matter of fact, it was what prompted one of our listeners, James, to alert my attention, refresh my memory about John Locke. Maybe I should look at Locke again. Man, I thank him for that, and I am. We are. But he went far beyond Hobbes in the application of his views to the concrete affairs of politics. In 1689, a constitution for the Carolina colonists was drafted by him. In 1689, a constitution for the Carolina colonists was drafted by him, John Locke, and was an evidence of his concern to put political philosophy to the practical service. It's not enough to know a thing. We must do a thing. John Locke in 1689 could be writing constitutions. Wouldn't we have the ability to do something similar today if we only had the knowledge and the courage to do so? Besides the essay... See, his essay concerning human understanding. Besides the essay, his works include letters, and then it goes on and on. And then it goes on and on and on, and it gives other stuff that you can look at. So this would be like a Wikipedia article with lots of hot links at the bottom. So that's just a brief article about John Locke right out of the encyclopedia. And yesterday we left off reading out of the... An Essay Concerning the True Original Extent and End of Civil Government, Book 2, Chapter 1. Chapter 2, we began that, of the State of Nature. I'm very nearly done with this treatise. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is all numbered paragraphs. And so there is no index at the end of the book. There are no references. There are, I'm not even confident, well, there are a few footnotes, but very few. But there is material here that we can deal with, but it's going to be up to me, I guess, to go through and find by chapter and by paragraph number those to consider on air. Now, ordinarily, what I do when I get a book is I begin it once, I read through it as fast as I can, then I come back again, starting at the beginning and then go through slowly, underlining key phrases, highlighting in different colors, definitions versus profound thoughts. And then I use post-it notes on the top edge of the books to trigger a new index, making up my own index using post-it notes to supplement or to add to an index that may be in the back of the book. This book has no index. But unfortunately, it's quarto. It's a tiny little book. And it's on newsprint quality paper, which, of course, ink will bleed right through. It'll ruin the book if I start highlighting. So I have not touched it. There's not a mark in it. I may have to buy a more modern edition to really make a working copy out of it. But it's very interesting, and it's an interesting and easy read. This is another thing our listener James brought to my attention, how open this is. And remember, his father was a lawyer, but he's not. He's not as weighty deep as some of the philosophers. He doesn't ask you to go into great depths of mental construction to try and understand discern what he's trying to say. He just writes plainly and openly, and I encourage each and every one of you to seek out a copy of this work for yourself, this one, of Civil Government, John Locke, an Everyman's Library edition, which I found and acquired off of the Alibri website. But this was originally published in 1924 and last reprinted in 1947, you might find a copy for your own library and sit down and read it. Because if we try and understand this concept, if we try and wrap our minds around this concept of restoring a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, each of those terms needs to be understood. And if we try and gain a greater understanding of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution itself, it helps to have in mind, as we shared yesterday, this work, because this work was in the mind of our founders at the time of the drafting of those documents, together with much else. And as I read this, I can see the influence on the documents, and If I was really well studied, I would know all about Adams and Jefferson in detail and so on and so forth, which I'm not. I just have general understandings of those people, as much as you can get out of various books and so on and so forth. So let's just pick it up and continue. I read a lengthy excerpt yesterday, kind of ending on that, a quotation from Hooker, and we'll go on. It says, but though this be a state of liberty, yet it is not a state of license. It's very important, the difference between liberty and license. Not the same, not quite the same as a driver license, where to operate a motor vehicle on the highways in commerce without a license is a violation of the law. License is a little different from that. Well, we'll continue right after this. Stay with us.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so let us continue then. In this particular paragraph that we're looking at here, Chapter 2 of The State of Nature of John Locke's writing, is you just listen carefully to it because it's going to give you a little bit of an insight as to his theological viewpoint. But though this be a state of liberty, yet it is not a state of license. Though man in that state, have an uncontrollable liberty to dispose of his person or possessions, that he has an uncontrollable liberty to dispose of his person or possessions, selling himself into bondage or killing himself or selling himself into the service for military affairs or getting rid of his possessions. Yet he has not liberty to destroy himself. He's not at liberty to commit suicide. Or so much as any creature in his possession, but where some nobler use than its bare preservation calls for it. And again, as I intimated yesterday on the same section, that we're talking about the idea of highest and best use creeping in here. Allowing your land to just lay fallow is indicative of your possessing more land than you can reasonably or ought have in your possession. Allowing your house to run down becomes concern for the quote-unquote community. Maybe you have more house than you have money or more house than you have time to maintain it. Interesting stuff coming in here. The state of nature has a law of nature to govern it. Again, we talked right out, we shared right out of the Declaration, the laws of nature, and nature's God, which obliges everyone and reason, which is that law, teaches all mankind who will but consult it, that being all equal and independent, no one ought to harm another in his life, his health, his liberty, or possessions. In other words, our rights end where the rights of another man begins. For men, being all the workmanship of one omnipotent and infinitely wise maker, notice he's not looking for the 3.3 million-year-old ape in South Africa. He's looking at man not evolving, coming out of the primordial soup, but having been created by an infinitely wise maker. All the servants of one sovereign master, in other words, they're establishing the status, the relationship, the laws of nature, nature's God, all the servants of one sovereign master, sent into the world by his order. None come to the planet Earth, but they be sent. None leave, but they be called. And about his business. So we're about the business of God. So this is a lot of Bible coming in right here. They are his property. And again, you know, just using the male, his property, just for convenience, if nothing else. His property. They are his property, whose workmanship they are made to last during his, not one another's pleasure. So we live in the good pleasure of the Maker, just as our Supreme Court serves on good pleasure. They may remain for the duration of their life on the Supreme Court, all nine justices, until they die or until they get to be geriatric 90-year-plus and they finally get the sense to retire. Doesn't make sense to have such old guys there, but it happens. And being furnished with like faculties, sharing all in one community of nature, as I said yesterday, there are competing philosophies going on. We get inside the green agenda, green weenies. They have their agenda. They have their community of nature. And then there are other competing philosophies. But and being furnished with like faculties, you know, it's capacity building. All this is Agenda 21. You can find references there. There's two sides to this issue, at least two. There cannot be supposed any such subordination among us that may authorize us to destroy one another. There cannot be supposed any such subordination among us that may authorize us to destroy one another. The Iraqi people are not subordinate to the people of the United States or our governments to authorize us to destroy the Iraqis or to destroy the Afghanis or to allow Israel to continue to destroy the Palestinians, or the Palestinians to destroy the Israelis, or the Israelis to attack Egypt, or any of the other combinations. Everyone, as he is bound to preserve himself and to not quit his station willfully.
So you... Well, just think on that. Ponder on that. If you go 15 minutes on that one. All right, continuing along. Everyone, again, as he is everyone, as he is bound to preserve himself and not to quit his station willfully, so by the like reason, when his own preservation comes not in competition, ought he as much as he can to preserve the rest of mankind, and not unless it be to do justice on an offender, take away or impair the life or the justice, take away or impair the life or what tends to the preservation of the life, the liberty, health, limb, or goods of another. So it begins with a reservation, such as unless we are to do justice on an offender. Of course, today we really can't do justice on offenders. You find somebody in your house, you're supposed to make them a sandwich and then call 911. Because it's up to the state, the nanny state, the mommy state, to do justice. We're no longer able to do justice. Well, or so they say. But what we're supposed to do is to ensure that what we are doing does not take away the preservation of the life, the liberty, the health, the limb, or the goods of another. My rights end where the rights of another begin. And once again, it just goes back and reiterates and puts another foundation under the idea of property and boundaries and borders. The walls of your house are a definable boundary. The limits of your property, according to your deed, you have a legal description. These are the bounds, a legal description. All of the west 50 feet of lot 7 and all of the east 80 feet of lot 9, blah, 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 8, whatever, in such and such subdivision, in such and such section, township, and range recorded in the plat of so-and-so. Some county. It's the same with your physical being. And someone comes in, you know, we have a constitutional right, you know, a guarantee in the Fifth Amendment to be secure in our persons, our places, and against unreasonable searches and seizures. Don't jab me with that needle. Why? Well, because my skin is my outermost boundary of my physical body. Anything that takes away my life or liberty or health or limbs or my goods, at least in the mind of John Locke and at the time of this writing back in 1690, that was a no-no, commonly understood. Well, he was a controversial figure. Maybe it wasn't so commonly understood. Continuing, and that all men may be, this is paragraph 7, and that all men may be restrained from invading others' rights and from doing hurt to one another, restrained from invading others' rights. Yeah, it is possible to drive at breakneck speed down the highway, chatting on your cell phone, you know, toking on a J and drinking a beer. It's possible to do that. Some people are ambidextrous. They can multitask. But when you're stoned out of your mind, drunk to oblivion, distracted by your cell phone and traveling 90 miles an hour, I may resent that infringement upon my life, my liberty, my health, my limbs, and my goods. And so we agree to have certain laws prohibiting that kind of reckless behavior. I don't care if you are driving in a straight line. It's momentary. You ever stuffed a car off a road into a ditch? It happens in a nanosecond. No matter how bulletproof you feel, no matter if you feel you're 10 feet tall or not, the first time you ever go into a guardrail at 70 miles an hour, it's going to be a wake-up call if you survive the experience. Anyway, I'm dropping down. Nature is in that state put into every man's hands whereby everyone has a right to punish the transgressors of that law to such a degree as may hinder its violation. So we were looking at being able at this time to punish transgressors.
right where we are, ourselves, without appealing to the state. But we'll see it develops from there.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as we begin and go in a little bit deeper here again, we are in the beginning of a treatise. We're in the very beginning part of it. And so what John Locke is doing is he's laying down basic fundamental principles or planks or platform of what will become his philosophy in this government. And so he's laying down things that you need to accept, almost like on faith, because he's not supporting it, you know, adequately here, at least from a modern academic standpoint, and even in their time. He's not supporting it, for instance, as Sir Edward Coke might, with references to the laws of England or Blackstone or anybody else. No, what he's doing is he's laying down basic philosophical precepts from which he's building a logical argument in a system of philosophy. And so we understand in the beginning these are basic tenets, and that if you can accept these or refute these, you can accept the truth or you refute the truth and make them in turn them into fallacies, then it turns on its head that which is going to follow. But remember, he spent 20 years on this work. It's pretty well done. Let's continue. Again, he says, if anyone in the state of nature may punish another for any evil he has done. Okay, that's a basic question. If anyone in the state of nature may punish another for any evil. Oh, don't hit that child. Don't spank that child. Don't send him into the room. Don't put him in the corner. If anyone in the state of nature may punish another for any evil he has done, everyone may do so. Fundamental basic principle there. For in that state of perfect equality, where naturally there is no superior or jurisdiction, key phrase, of one over another, what any may do in prosecution of that law, everyone must needs have a right to do. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And we're establishing this new idea here. We're starting from the one, and we're building to the many. We're moving from the individual to the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, and beyond. And thus, in the state of nature, paragraph 8, one man comes by a power over another. In the state of nature, one man comes by a power over another, but yet no absolute or arbitrary power to use a criminal, when he has got him in his hands according to the passionate heats or the boundless extravagancy of his own will, but only to retribute to him so far as calm reason and conscience dictate what is proportionate to his transgression, which is so much as may serve for reparation and restraint. Reparation and restraint. So Abu Ghraib would be called into question on this principle. Any prison work system that so abuses, if you will, the inmate beyond reason for reparation and or restraint violates this natural law principle that's being advanced by John Locke. For these two are the only reasons why one man can lawfully do harm to another, which is that we call punishment. In transgressing the law of nature, the offender declares himself to live by another rule than that of reason and common equity, which is that measure God has set to the actions of men for their mutual security. And so he becomes dangerous to mankind. The tie, which is to secure them from injury and violence, being slighted and broken by him, which being a trespass against the whole species, and the peace and safety of it, provided for by the law of nature, every man upon this score, by the right he has to preserve mankind in general, may restrain, or where it is necessary, destroy things obnoxious to them, and so may bring such evil on any one who hath transgressed that law as may make him repent the doing of it, and thereby deter him, and by his example others from doing like mischief. So in the Bible, where they talk about stoning someone to death, if my understanding of the gospel and the scripture is correct, that stone pile would be left right there. And as a father and a son perhaps would have walked down the road, the son would inquire about this pile of stones over perhaps by the side of the road, and father would give him the instruction. Well, this was a whoremonger. This was a thief. This was a murderer. This was a liar. And so it would be that stone pile and the death of the transgressor that would serve as an impediment and keep others from offending and breaking those natural laws. So in this case, and upon this ground, every man hath a right to punish the offender and be executioner of the law of nature, every man. And so it is out of this principle, then, that we're going to slowly, in many pages, develop all of the planks, all of the reasons why, though many so-called anarchs that don't understand the term of the word, but many anarchs, anarchists, those that advance anarchism, fail to see the reason why man comes together in society and forms government, and why government and man are synonymous, as Aristotle said, man is a political animal. I don't like the use of the word animal, creature, perhaps. Man is a political creature. When we agree to come and live close to one another, when we live in proximity, and that we must do, there need be some organization so that we can have that security in our property, rightly understood as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and so that we can live in freedom, 100% control of my property 100% of the time, with the least amount of inconvenience and the least amount of trouble and at the least amount of expense to each of us as we live close to another. And none being capable of being self-sustained or self-sufficient, we all become self-reliant. The greatest hope, to be self-reliant. But we need other people in order for us to live anything other than the life of a natural brute beast. Try as you may, you're not able to whittle a new chainsaw out of a stick unless you're capable of building all of the parts and all of the pieces that it takes to get a chainsaw, and then the oil, and then the gasoline, and the replacements, carburetor parts, which you're going to need, which is the diaphragm. You figure out how to make a new diaphragm for a chainsaw carburetor, Mr. Self-Sufficiency, and I'll congratulate you. We can be self-reliant, but if we live in a more modern world, we are at best self-reliant and dependent upon the produce of everyone else. So there need be some form of government amongst us. And there will be. As I've said before, no matter how deep, no matter how long, no matter how wide this recession, depression, economic upheaval continues on the other side, there will still be government. And it's either going to be a government of our choosing or it'll be a government of someone else's choosing. And on this broadcast, I advocate our becoming vocal local, energizing within the system and doing the best we can to make a better government out of it. But looking back to this John Locke, certainly this is a place that our founders looked when they set up this country. Perhaps it's going to be well worth our time to look back again. We're trying to figure out how we can restore for ourselves and our posterity a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, which at the time and perhaps today still is one of the most creative, genius forms of government ever devised by man. Hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. I will be back again tomorrow. Have a nice afternoon, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.